Blog Talk Radio.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you.
Guys, it's Carly. I'm back on the air. I was sick last week. Boy, was I sick. I don't like being sick. I hated it because I couldn't talk that well, and I really couldn't talk. And it was like, okay, you know, this is bad, because, you know, everyone knows how much I love to talk, and everyone knows if I'm not talking, the whole wide world is, you know, crazy. The songs I played tonight was This Is a Kiss by my ultimate favorite band of all time, Lady Annabelle, sings This Is a Kiss. And then I played Taylor Swift, Back to December. I love Taylor Swift. I just, you know, in my humble opinion, Taylor Swift and Lady A sing a lot of stuff about Raison, in my opinion. Okay, tonight I'm really not in the mood to, like, argue with people tonight because it's so hot in Seattle right now. It's like 85 degrees. And, yeah, I want this weather, but I do not want this weather when I'm hosting my show. I'm just so uncomfortable, so if I sound a little more crabby than usual or busy as usual, I'm going to apologize. My co-host Terry will be here sometime tonight. So let me just bring on people. I'm going to bring on Allie first. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you know what? I am never going to complain about the rain. Well, yeah, I probably will be. But I'm just hot and uncomfortable, and yeah. So I know we had a liaison scene. I know you haven't seen it either. I haven't seen it either. So, and you guys, Amy is camping. She will be back next week. Z just told me to tell everyone, stay strong. Liaison's coming. Don't buy the bullshit in the magazine. You know, and I agree with her, and so I'm bringing on Audrey next. Hey, you.
Hey, Carly.
Hello. Well, Carly, I just did, and let me tell you, I had to take a shower afterwards. That's how hot it was.
Yes, Sally.
Oh, sorry. I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out to everybody else on the East Coast here. You know, we have Hurricane Irene coming tomorrow. Especially everybody, you know, on the seaside there.
Is it going to come in New York and Washington, D.C.? And where do you guys know? What's going on?
We're on the outer
skirts
of it. We're
going to
get it. Yeah,
we're out a little bit. But they're saying we might be getting some rainfall from that. But
okay.
I just, you know, I'm really worried about everybody. I have, like, my uncle is in Connecticut. And everything.
Oh,
so my thoughts and prayers are with everybody,
yeah.
All families, and, you know, they need to pay attention. If they're telling you to evacuate, please evacuate tonight. Don't wait around to the last minute and get stuck.
We
had the earthquake, so, you know.
Okay, no. my cousin lives in Stowe, Vermont. And I'm just, you know, I'm hoping, you know, that's New York too, so I'm just kind of hoping, because I do not want to tell my grandma, oh, by the way, she's in the way of the hurricane. I've told my grandma enough bad news for a lifetime, so I don't think I should be the one to tell. So, yeah. I'm bringing on Chris really quick. Christy from Liaison Radio on right after me, 8:30 is on the line now.
Hey,
Christy.
Hello.
And
I'm
Christy,
mad now because I'm like, shut up, I'm on my friend's radio show.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. You guys, yeah, I'm going to get it. Oh, my God. You guys, Armageddon is coming for me or whatever, because the Swiss boat is lighting up tonight. So the number to call in to talk to me and everyone on the panel is 347-850-8721. I'm bringing on Terry next. Hey,
Terry.
Hello. Hey.
Okay. I had my DVR paused to channel 7, and I realized I forgot to record Jonah Hospital. But then it was already on channel 7, so I was able to fast forward it without having had recorded it. And then I fast forward to all the other junk. And then I went to Jason and Liz. I was almost hyperventilating.
I had to take a shower.
I was like, oh my God, this show has been so boring, but today, I mean, even though I've been watching it, I could imagine how boring the show has been. I was like, this is what it's all about, a romantic couple, you know, a couple that could be written for really great. And I was watching, I was thinking, boy, if I could know tomorrow that they're really writing a really good story for them, I would totally set my DVR to
they
that.
They are coming.
I would
and
set
when
my DVR
happens,
tomorrow. I mean, I'm going to set it for Monday. I'm going to continue with it, but. But I don't. I was trying to figure out the meaning behind these three, all these four, like, because in Jason and Liz's one, you know, at the end of that scene, it had the birth control, and then in Sam and Jason's, I don't know what that one was about, but it didn't look like anything, any meaning in there.
I passed through Jason and Sam, so I couldn't answer you because I don't watch.
I know.
She's
about
as interesting
like,
as watching paint dry. So.
I know.
Yeah.
And I was looking at maybe they want kids. Maybe Jason and Liz want to have another baby together. Maybe that's what that meant. Maybe she. But you know what the Desammer fans are going to say.
Oh,
typical. It's all about
okay,
a baby.
But,
you know, the birth
okay,
control
you know
or whatever.
What? You know what? The Desammer fans are going to get what coming to them very soon. So I'm just going to sit back and laugh in their face. I'm sorry. I feel
well,
all
they cracked me up on Twitter. I mean, they're the ones. Somebody retweeted something yesterday where it said, one of the Zeus Sammers said, I don't ever want to hear about JCM being why the ratings are going down because they're never on it anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What? And so I wrote a little thing about that because the one thing that I cannot stand is I don't try to bash people and I try to stay out of the fan
base. Yeah,
don't point something out about another fan base when you're doing the same damn thing. And that's the
liaison
okay. fans, too.
And
I read on Twitter, too, like, from some JCMers that you know, go ahead and let GH be canceled. JCM's the end game. Well, is that really any proud of that your cop is the ones that caused that the show being canceled? Is that really anything to be proud of?
You know, but they were they're crazy anyways. But I mean, we have every fan base has cray crays in them. It's not just the JCM fans. But what I was this one of the retweets was, you know, every time you talk about Kelly, you just make it more popular. And I wrote, well, doesn't the same apply to when you guys talk about Becky and Dash Jizz? Because they love to call them Jizz, you know. And like I care that they call us Jizzers. Like that you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it flies both ways, you know. You can't stop talking about Becky, and you can't stop talking about the hate
you guys,
that Liz and all that
crap.
Yeah. You guys, there are more calls on the Swiss board.
Comment with the rating, because when we're talking about the ratings thing, that CNN report came out. That's positive.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, and I wasn't just talking about Liz and Jason. It was talking about other couples,
about the show
too.
In general.
And then they go out and say, it's a biased article. It was written by a liaison fan. That was not written by a Liz and Jason fan. It was written by somebody that knows the soaps and the ratings.
Exactly. Okay, I'm here on 719 because they've been holding for 5 minutes. Sorry, 719. We get to talking, and I'll help break through. So I'm really sorry, 719. 719, you're on the air with us.
That's okay, Curly.
I know you both, by the way.
Hey, it's April, yeah.
Okay,
April.
Oh, I'm getting calls tonight. Okay, I'm on the block number 2. We have 2 of those, both block numbers. Everyone is on the air. We are not sounding like the view on drugs tonight, people. No talking over it. And I will try not to be Elizabeth Hasselbeck by saying everyone is wrong every 2 minutes. But if you guys start to bash on Carly, just don't do it tonight. I'm not in the mood to get in a fight because I'm hot and I hate this weather and I know I asked for this weather, but let's just get along tonight. But if you want to ask Sam, go for it.
Hello.
I just wanted to say, Carly, in no way was bashing Carly. I was just stating my opinion.
I don't bash Carly. She's just mad to me. I don't bash her. She's just mad to me. She's there. I don't care about her one way or the other.
Well, yeah, no, I'm
the same. She's one of my favorite characters, but she's some stuff I have questions about. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less.
I think somebody on here's got real. Somebody on here's
you
got real.
You cannot mean
what?
Somebody on here's. Somebody on here's got rose-colored glasses on when it comes to Carly.
I'll be honest with you. If Tamara Braun was playing Carly, I'd be saying a whole different thing. But, you know,
I like Tamara Braun,
but she's just not my favorite. So.
Okay,
Carly is one of my favorite characters, but I can't watch her anymore.
Yeah,
have problems with Carly. I get it. But I think it's just fine. That's what Carly is. Like, I just kind of accept her.
the way she is, and I don't mind.
Well, yeah, I do
know,
too. I accept her, but some of the things that she does, it's like she calls everybody out on what they do, yet she's what she does, it's okay. Kind of a
well,
thing.
The only problem that I have, and I'm not bashing you, the only problem that I have with Carly is when if my daughter were kidnapped, I wouldn't be going to Jason. I would have been going to the cops.
Just going to the cops.
You mean I am going to defend Carly here on this?
Oh my God!
I would never go to the cops. Let's go, Dante. Okay. Let's go to the cops.
Well,
Dante.
Well, she said she would have gone to Dante in the first. Okay. Never mind. Okay.
Mac.
It doesn't matter. Okay.
Better yet, let's go lucky there. Who's on drugs right now? Oh, let's really go to the cops and not go to Jason. Jason is like, that's what he is doing.
In real life, Carly, the cops wouldn't be like that. They're made to look like fools.
Oh, come
because
on.
Because Guza wanted to make them look like fools. But I'm not going to fight that, and I'm not going to argue about that.
Yeah. Okay, let's just agree to disagree, okay? All right? Let's just move on now to something else. That's why I just stay out of these Carly arguments, but I just happen to start it. But
you know, they get into it on Twitter, and I'm like, I'm not even touching Carly because I'm just not.
I know. I don't normally touch Carly on here.
I will touch her.
I don't.
Yeah.
But the thing is that if Carly touched Elizabeth or did something to Elizabeth, she'd be in the wrong.
Oh, like gloves would be off.
Yes, she would.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she would totally be wrong. But if she, like, accidentally runs over Sam or Dante or any of those,
go for it.
Maybe not Ethan. But Dante,
Hey, Dante stuck up for my girl, so he's got a, you know, he's in the good column right now, you know. Anybody that sticks up for my girl is okay by me, you know.
I haven't really been watching it, so I really don't know what's happening with these stories going on here with Garen Wolf's writing. I mean, I don't see the shift yet. I mean, what if with today watching it, I don't see the shift. I noticed Alan was on saying Monica, but I don't see a shift in the writing right now.
Well,
I mean,
until September. His storylines,
Really?
Yeah.
So basically, this is just an interim writing right now.
Trying to fix with all the crap.
This is just the end.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's what they're doing on Days of Our Lives right now. They're wrapping up all of the bad story.
Yeah, you can't expect it to be overnight. I kind of see a shift in the writing. I do see a little bit because
they're doing more stuff that involves the history. Like before that they barely touched the history, but now like Jason's got this accident and like it's gonna be like he's having these seizures because of his original accident.
Is that why he's having these
like,
seizures?
So like they're kind of going back and forth in history a little bit more than what they was.
Okay.
And anybody who thinks he's just going to wake up as Jason Morgan and it's just going to be all gung-ho about J-Sam, it's not going to happen. What was the point of writing the story if something wasn't going to be shifted in some way?
What's the point of writing the Carly and Liz stuff in there? Because that's what I was reading on these message boards, too. What's the point of writing this Liz thing with her? I don't know who's doing all the dreaming of it.
She went.
So
they all,
what's the point
they all
of them?
They all
you
went
know?
In. Like they all had. They were all themselves, and then they went in to watch. Like they had a hologram type of thing, and they would walk into the surgery and look at Jason, and then they would have these fantasies.
Yeah, I was trying because a Dissamer fan I think went on in there and said, somebody went on to defend the Liz and Jason fan saying, well. If this was going to be about Sam and Jason, what's the point of even putting in a Liz and a Jason scene
in
there?
I don't believe the Jason Tamers anymore because their whole thing was that these dreams were going to be, Liz's dream was going to be awful and nothing good was going to come of it.
Oh, yeah.
It was going to reaffirm Liz and Lucky and Jason and Sam.
If anything it did for us is it reaffirmed the love that Liz and Jason have. you know?
Yeah, but I mean, they crapped on Liz and Lucky today.
Oh, they
know.
Did? What were they saying?
I think they did. I'm pretty sure they did. I think I read that on Twitter. See, I didn't know.
Yeah,
really
they did.
It.
So,
you know,
and people, there's been rumors all rampant that they leaving. Okay. They don't, but they asked you on the door, go.
Well, they're
leave
not,
my
so.
List alone. And, you know, they're all rumors. Chemo is leaving, so.
Yeah, I read those, too.
So, you know what, maybe there is an end in sight. And, you know, for once, I'm in a happy mood about the Ace and where this could take us. Yeah, everyone said that, the Doom was going to be awful for Elizabeth and Jason fan. Oh, really? It did not play on screen that way today, so I'm
and
sorry.
And, you know, and the thing
well,
is, Aaron Wolf wouldn't have done that. He would not trash Elizabeth
well,
Jason
I hope
fan.
Not, because, well, let me bring this up, Carly, because I texted you about this the other day. First of all, the Canvas banned me, right? But they still send me PMs when they want to do their little campaigns. And they tweeted, they PM'd everybody the other day saying that Garen Wolf, now they never gave any evidence to where this came from. But according to them, Garen Wolf stated that Liz and Jason didn't have history before 2006. And the reason that Liz and Jason gained a fan base was it was basically because they had ruined Lucky and Sam. And he basically said, according to them,
ridiculous.
That people are now. And but they never provided where they got this from, okay? So they got a lot of people up in arms about this because it was like, what the hell is he talking about, you know? I mean,
right.
You know, when you can't prove or show where you got this information from, why should we believe it? And so, I got a lot of people up in arms. But it ticked me off because they banned me, but yet they still send me these stupid private
I hate the Canvas.
Really? They're saying that Darren Wolf was
and
quoted as saying
that? People think they're doing
pathetic.
It to get people riled up.
They have a history.
They have
they
a history
do.
Doing this.
Yep.
And
Carly, this is Kathy.
Oh, Kathy, good. Okay,
way
good.
Longer than that.
Who is?
Yeah, Kathy, I just got you tweeted. I tweeted you the number, and,
no,
you know.
I didn't do it right, so I couldn't get the number, but I'm here.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, nice to hear you back. We haven't heard you in a while. We haven't been on for a while, so we keep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And Dallas in the room says, I bet it was Jay Sam's starting crap. That's what I think, too.
That's what it was.
I have to say, as a Liz fan, I was getting really upset about all the spoilers and stuff because I made the mistake of going on those websites and reading the spoilers and all this crap. And they made it sound like, you know, oh, Liz is going to look so pathetic because she's dreaming about a man who doesn't want her anymore. And so as the Liz fan in me, I got very upset. It was like, but she did not look pathetic in that fantasy.
Yeah,
no.
So you
oh, she
know
did
what?
Not.
Sorry, but
she did not.
I was loving when she was unbuttoning his shirt.
Yes,
I'm saying, take it off.
I was hyperventilating. I was like, oh, my God. It's like, why don't they go there with this couple? This couple's amazing.
Why didn't they let her take his shirt off?
I know. So mad. Maybe Steve Burton,
he
didn't work out enough. Maybe
he
didn't want
to do that. He doesn't
well,
like
he
to
doesn't
do
he
that.
Doesn't like to do that.
I mean,
oh,
okay. I've been listening to a lot of the
old. You guys
want
to know what I think about this whole, all of a sudden, this liaison scene?
Yeah,
what
too, Allie.
What? I think that they always do, like, a little scene before they're starting to put couples back together.
Yeah.
And I think this was Jason and Elizabeth's little chemistry test to see
really? You
if
think so?
They
well.
Really have as much height as what Jason and Elizabeth had in the past.
They knew they
That's
moved
true.
Up my
I mean,
television.
I they could be doing that, but they're also,
I know
that you all are going to jump on me, and you can say it's not going to happen, but whatever, but GH is known to chem test people, and they're also chem testing her with Matt.
Oh,
so,
God, I hope
know,
not. I
oh,
hope that they
I
don't
know.
Go there.
Okay,
I hope that they don't
what,
see that. Because
you know, Matt?
Am I
Matt is probably going to be going back on Days of Our Life. And I don't think
I don't think he'll leave now. He's getting a storyline. Darren Wolf is.
Oh, he is?
Darren Wolf is, you know, Matt was never on there before. And as soon as Darren Wolf goes over, Matt is on there all the
time. The thing is, though, Jason Cook was at the studio not even a week ago.
I think he's going to be gone.
I read Jason Cook. I think he's
going to be gone because he sat with the Days people at the Emmys. And who was it? Peter Reckle. He went and he said about Jason Cook sitting with them. He said, it's not just a coincidence that he was sitting with us.
Yep.
And also, he didn't go to General Hospital's fan club weekend. He never went.
No. Yeah. And he had
I think the way they made it look, they were chem testing.
I just don't think that.
I just want them to be friends. That's it.
I mean, there's one guy on that show only for Liz. I wish people would just get something knocked on their head and make the person that, if they're testing
it, there's no chemistry. Believe me, there's no chemistry.
The chemistry that I saw today on the TV nearly blew up my television. It was so hot.
And then I started crying.
I don't want Matt and Liz, but I want Liz and somebody in her corner. And if Matt is that person,
then I could really see them as really good friends. But I watched that scene today with them, and I'd like to see it. I mean, Garen Wolf better be writing Liz the way she used to be, like that spitfire girl.
I think he will.
That's what I saw today in the scene, too, is Liz, like, not the Liz that we all love, like, you know, even the dream sequence. Like, yeah, I just saw Liz and Jason the way that they were and that they could be. The character of Liz in general, it's like, that's the Liz that I miss. And if I know what's going to be written tomorrow, I'd certainly turn back into that show again if I knew they were going to do a Days thing and redo the whole canvas or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Days of Our Lives,
they're bringing back Carrie and Austin. They're bringing back that show, The Way Romance.
Yeah, Jake, we're bringing back.
I cannot wait. I have not been looking forward to a soap opera to watch in such a long time.
I cannot wait to see everyone on the comments back on Days. I cannot wait because I was such a Killing Austin fan, but I was also a Killing Mike fan.
Oh, God,
and, you know, that is so different, people, from saying you can be a December or
That is different. Because I was a Carrie and Mike fan, too. I hated the way that Austin and Carrie were being written because Austin was putting it. Carrie was putting Sammy ahead of Carrie and that whole triangle. I thought, this guy, Mike, is putting her first. And, you know, if they were to bring Mike back. Which one, Michael T. Wise, you liked?
I loved him. Him and Robin were my favorite couple. April and Mike were my favorite.
April.
I loved the original Mike. I did too.
But with me, Rourke Kritchlow brought a different side to him. He brought differently.
Well, see, I was never a Carrie fan, so I don't watch Days anymore.
Why weren't you a Carrie fan?
I loved Mike and Robin. So back in the day. So
why were you not a Carrie fan? Was it just something about her you didn't like, or
she just annoyed the bejeebies out of me? You know, I loved, first of all, I should have liked her because she was Anna's daughter, and I loved Anna. But I loved Anna and Tony.
Me too.
You
got to remember, I stopped watching Days a long time ago, so Carrie, I didn't watch a lot of that stuff, but in the beginning, Carrie just annoyed the bejeebies out of me.
Oh, I love.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, she
yeah,
got
I,
better. I mean, I can understand.
I did not like Carrie. I was too huge a Sammy fan.
See, did you like Sammy when she was kind of destroying her relationship with Ike? See, Sammy I did not like in the beginning. I could not stand what
she was
doing.
I loved Sammy from the beginning until about 2007.
I love Sammy now.
I've always loved Sammy.
Yeah.
I loved
that she slept EJ. That was great.
I like Sammy, but I hated that how she was getting in between Austin and Carrie.
Yeah, I hated
and stuff.
That. I hated
she was
that.
Becoming mean sister.
Yeah.
She was changing paternity tests and kidnapping her baby sister and all that stuff. I mean,
Allie as an actress. I think Allie Sweeney is.
Oh, yeah,
actress.
She's really good.
Yeah,
I love
I'm
Allie.
Insane.
I love her. I love her character now.
Closer.
I
just
if you
want
to talk about old time days, I can talk about old time days.
I can
I
too.
Really talk, I can't talk about it today because I don't watch it anymore. I think
if they were keeping, I would love for them
oh
to bring
God,
Lucas
it,
back.
So badly acted.
You know, I want
Lucas
them to bring
needs
back.
To come back though.
You know,
I want
Lucas back.
Yes,
I
know.
I watched Days the day it came on TV in 1965.
Really,
young girl.
Grandma.
Well, I'm not
kid.
That far back. But
I am my grandma. Okay. Yeah.
I'm older than you are.
I can go back to the 80s.
I can go back to, like, the 80s, like, Bone Hope, too.
I was
you
a
know,
little
whatever.
Kid. I got my mother to watch it for me. I was a little kid. I watched that show when it came on, and I made my mother watch it when I went to school. My mother never watched soaps. She had to watch that one, and then I got my mother into it. I was a
See,
little kid.
Isn't
so
this supposed to be the other way around?
Yeah,
where the kids get the kid
way around.
I'm the same way, because my mom can't stand soaps. She, to this day,
really?
Does not watch soaps. But my grandmother was so funny. My grandmother didn't watch it either. When she was alive, she lived with us. And I would be watching Days of Our Lives, and I was so into Beau and Hope. And I would have to tell her that day what happened with Beau and Hope, because she didn't
uh-huh.
watch them, but she wanted to know what was going on.
And my mother would tell
was
me.
It Megan? Was that her name? Megan was on, and she was trying to
Megan.
Come
oh,
out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that whole storyline, I remember having to run.
Didn't she die
in
what was going
guys,
on.
We have another call on,
oh,
too.
Oh, crap. Okay.
So, yeah, go
I
ahead.
I guess you better be quiet. Okay, let's we have to get everybody else to turn. Okay, I'll
okay,
be quiet.
Okay, 760, you on the air?
I don't care if I jump on
Terminal
Little Black Box. I just want them to work.
Hello?
760, you on the air with us?
Hello?
I hear that. Hello?
Hey. You're on the air with us?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, you're on the... Hi.
Hi.
What do you want to talk about? Oh, yeah.
Right now, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
That's what
okay,
happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do sometimes. I just want to listen, but sometimes people bring me on. I have to forget not to press the number one. But.
I have a big mouth, so I open it.
But
I have a really big
in.
Mouth. I have a really big
but
mouth.
But you guys, You guys, on this line, cannot figure out if they press one or not on this new system. So I'm like...
we've been through this. If they have a little yellow diamond, then they've pressed one.
Okay. Then all of you did not press one tonight.
I did. I pressed one.
I think I pressed one. Can you hear me?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I can
I
hear
mean,
you. Yeah.
I'm looking at the switchboard and Allie. Allie was the only one with the yellow whatever thing.
I pressed one. Well,
I pressed
whatever.
I'm not saying I'm saying Block Talk is about
okay.
that. But there is 1% I do one back on Days of Our Life people just because I think it would be funny as hell is quiet. Calliope.
Oh, Calliope. I loved Calliope, yeah.
I loved Calliope and Eugene. Oh, my God.
Yes. I loved them, too. I did,
when
too.
When they went on the Love Connection or the Dating Game or whatever the heck they went on, I about peed my pants. Oh, no, that was really what
I know.
They
I about
did?
Peed my pants. Yeah, they went on.
Really?
Show. I
oh, my gosh,
died.
How funny.
I was laughing so hard. They were hilarious.
That's funny.
Do you remember when Denise Alexander was on it?
Yes.
You know what? I don't remember. I don't remember that.
She was on there. She played Susan a long time ago. That was at the
beginning.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I do.
My mind is, like, really bad with these soaps now, with anything.
Yeah.
That was
when your mind is bizarre. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember,
people think I'm crazy because I can still remember the scene with Luke and Laura when they were, she made him sleep in the bathtub. Oh,
they
had
him sick in the bed with him.
Oh,
and
God,
Tony
yes.
Geary, Tony Geary could do comedy like it's nobody's business.
I
and
know.
I
love
remember
that
scene.
Yes.
And I still remember the scene with Lois when they were at the Quartermains. They were all talking about, it was Thanksgiving. And it was right after she had found out that Ned was married to Catherine. He was a bigamist.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And they were talking about whatever all the sins that they did, and they all called out Alan. I mean, they threw Alan under the bus. And
oh yeah.
Damon's reaction to what they were saying. You know, he blew up a building and blah blah blah. It was hilarious.
It was
Sean Payne
to see him today.
And I
wasn't
love
it great
Sean
to
Payne.
See him today.
No,
oh, it was
what?
Nice seeing Alan.
He looked real. He lost weight or something.
He looked really good.
You know what
he
I
did?
Look
he did.
Good.
Yeah.
In the shows that I saw, he looked very good.
Yeah.
I didn't like that part with the cocaine, though.
Yeah,
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it that Monica still had AJ die in her dream. I mean, what does that say about a mother having her son die?
I didn't like AJ have a coke habit. I didn't like that.
I didn't either. That was out of nowhere.
I didn't think they needed to put that in. I didn't like that writing, and that was Garen Wolf. I didn't like that.
That was weird. That was plain weird for me to watch personally. I was like, huh?
I didn't enjoy that.
For some reason, I think they put that in there just to say that, oh, Jason, the killer, is not as bad as if he would have been the doctor doing coke.
Yeah, I just...
Or maybe it's because Monica and Alan had addictions.
Yep.
But
could
what
be.
I don't understand is why is it that you know, Liz gets criticized for wanting to change Jason. She doesn't want to change Jason. She just wants better for him. And
thank
I don't understand
you.
Why
exactly.
that is.
Exactly.
Thank you.
As wanting
I know.
To change somebody.
He is with
Obama
yes.
that
wants him, that wants nothing
that killer,
from him.
Exactly.
Wants
she wants
that killer,
nothing
that makes
good
her
for him.
I couldn't stand Sam today. So.
I
did not want
Sam. What was it in the beginning? She was they were talking about having a baby or something of the episode or something.
Oh.
And the funny thing is that in his dream with Liz, she has birth control. So what was up with all that?
Well, but you guys,
and
you remember
that
was birth control.
Well, you know what Jason were saying about that.
I know.
She has a birth control uterus. That's
they
what
were
they
like
say.
A happy couple. They didn't want to have kids, supposedly. They were like
and
a
you
happy
know,
couple.
It's just, I keep thinking about Jake, you know, during that scene.
I
was thinking, they killed this baby off
no,
or whatever they did, no matter what they did.
About Jake.
No matter what they did, they did it.
That little boy was one of the cutest little boys
wasn't
I have ever
he?
Seen
I know.
On TV.
I don't
and
think
that they did that.
I will never say Jake died. I do
but no,
think
I was just thinking about
Jake. Franco had them or Elena had them.
I was just thinking about
Jake. That was a big mistake.
It was such a big mistake.
He's
it was
alive.
Even if he's alive
mm-hmm.
or dead. Even if he's alive or dead, there was
it
no
was a
need
big
for
mistake.
That.
It doesn't matter
it was,
if he was. It, yeah. It,
yeah.
Was,
I
know,
mean, come on.
Was,
you're just
dumb.
Basically, that just told
they
me they were
trying
to make.
They were trying to recreate the BJ's heart story, and I said
oh
this on
my
Twitter
God.
That the BJ heart story was actually well written. It involved there were it was already in place. The drama was already there when BJ died. This was just
yep.
gratuitous. This was just,
no,
well,
yeah.
Franz wanted Jason to have a baby, and how else are we going to totally dismantle the connection that Jason and Liz have because aspiring
mm-hmm.
her didn't work. So what do? We'll kill off their child. And it's just stupid. It's wrong,
mm-hmm.
and it's
so
just
so is
stupid.
Garen Wolf doing what Franz says? That's a question.
No,
that
no,
I
don't
think
believe
anybody
that.
Really knows. I don't think anybody knows.
I don't believe that because I think Fondly Boy is concentrating on the two new toxins that's going to fail miserably. I mean,
yeah, I'm not
I
sure
saw...
Franz would have allowed. I'm not sure that
yeah.
Garen is.
Yeah, but
I'm not sure
Garen
Franz
played.
Would have allowed the scenes that happened today. I mean, if you think
exactly.
about it,
you
Franz
know what?
Would not allow them in two feet away from each other.
Yeah,
you know?
So
like,
you know what? I think
mm-hmm,
Franz
mm-hmm.
is concentrating on the Sue and the other one that I don't remember. But I saw the commercial for that. And come on, people. The internet show that you even want to watch. I mean, come on.
What were we just talking about? Sorry, I was in the bathroom. What was just going on?
Well, we were talking
I
about
know,
Franz and what he wouldn't
no,
be
I mean,
dictating what
he
Garen's
wants
doing.
To mold. He wants to make the two toxos that he fucked up with.
Oh, God.
Canceling
even,
One Life and
don't get me going on that thing.
I just every time I look
at And you know
the
funny thing is that I'm watching AMC and One Life to Live More now. I just put AMC back on my DVR, and I just love it now. Zach's back, and it's just a shame that people have to tune back in to a show. You know what they
say about One Life to Live, though. Can I just say one thing about
One
Life to Live?
Sure. Yeah.
I am fucking, excuse my French, I am fucking pissed. That Trevor St. John is leaving, and that
I know.
My Todd and Taya, I am so freaking pissed. I hate Todd and Blair. I don't care if I.
I know.
I
do. That's how I feel.
That's how we feel.
She can have that Roger Howarth, who just, I'm sorry, I do not like that man. He gave up on daytime a long time ago, and the only reason he came back is because he couldn't make it anywhere else. And now Trevor St. John is fired because of it, and it's bullshit.
I know. When I was like, I was so upset. 8 years. 8 years he's played Todd Manning, and we've invested. I fell in love with Todd all over again, you know, because I just don't get it. Why?
And I disagree with Jamie Giddens. Normally, I agree with him. But
what did he say? What did he say?
He says that Todd and Blair are the money couple. I'm sorry.
Todd and Taya are the money couple. Todd and Taya. I've always loved Todd and Taya, even when Roger was playing Todd.
Well, I didn't, at least with Trevor, he wasn't the one that hit her and all that crap. I could get past
all
that shit.
And you know what Blair said to Taya today? She goes, well, I understand Todd, or something, or whatever. She said they were having a conversation and stuff because she told them, take the gun if you want to shoot him or kill him. And Taya got really angry, and, you know, and she was trying to get at to why she did that. And then she said something to her like, well, I understand. Todd knows me, or something. I'm like thinking, oh, my God. Taya finally got to Todd when they're on that island. She finally was able to get into his heart that when they were stuck on the island, and they finally did the deed, so to speak, you know, and that produced Danielle. But
you know, it makes me pissed off. That they did this because
I
feel in love with.
I mean, granted, it was originally Trevor St. John's decision to leave, and then he decided he wanted to stay, and they had already written the storyline in, and they didn't have enough time to rewrite it, so he didn't technically get fired. Well, he did, but he didn't. But they could have been able to keep him. I mean, can you imagine the conflict that would have went on until the end of the show between Todd and Victor Jr.?
Oh,
I mean,
God.
There's so much right there. And the two women.
I know.
Todd could have Blair, and Victor could have Taya. And it would, you know, it just pisses me off. I'm sorry.
And you know what really pisses me off, too, is that I was loving the Danielle, Taya, and Todd relationship.
Yep.
I was like, you know, because I knew Danielle eventually would come around to him and stuff, you know, and she fell in love with this guy. And when Star was telling her, when they had a conversation, when Star was telling her, she had this feeling that wasn't the real dad all the time. She just had this feeling, and then Danielle kind of got mad at her, saying, you mean to tell me you knew I didn't want to accept him, and, you know, and then when I did, you know, I fell in love with our dad, or I loved him and stuff. You knew all along that you had this feeling that he wasn't our father?
Yeah.
And so she kind of got, she was getting upset with Star about that, because she could have saved her a lot of heartache and stuff by getting really close to her real dad and stuff. But then they kind of got over that. But I was thinking the same thing. I was like, Star, well, if you had this feeling, well, why didn't you say anything in the first place? But, you know, they had it's written now, but back in those days he was Todd, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of covering it up now that, like, everybody that the, you know, Victor's Todd ever knew is, like, now they're coming forward and being like,
Well, I thought there was something off about him.
I know.
I didn't
like rewriting
it
everything
the
that
top.
They'd already written.
Yeah. Because, like, you have Star, and you have Taya, and you have Blair, and you have Jessica, and you have Vicky. They're all saying that something was off, but they just didn't say anything.
Now they're saying that.
Yeah, I can't even watch it anymore.
I don't know. I'm watching it because the scenes between Trevor and Roger are really good. I mean, I love the dynamic, but I just don't like the way... I just love watching the scenes that they play out, but I just... I feel so bad for Trevor's Todder, Victor, because 8 years he played Todd, and he did really well with Todd, and I fell in love with him. I fell in love with Todd and Taya, and so, but, you know...
And I used to love... I'm a Todd with Evangelina.
They were good. Todd and Evangeline, too. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on. You know, something told me. I had this feeling when Azeroth was going to end. Something told me, she's going to come back
As soon as they announced the cancellation or that whenever we had, like, rumblings of the cancellation, I was like,
I heard, and this is from reliable people, that he only came back. He wasn't going to come back if he got a pilot.
Oh, really?
But because he didn't get a pilot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he staying on until the end? Is Roger staying on till the end? Does anybody know?
Yes. I don't like the guy. I don't like the guy. I'm sorry. I think he's a jerk.
Oh my God. So basically what that's telling me is Todd and Blair are going to be fucking endgame, huh?
Well, but no way. But no way, but Tomas is also going to be
But you know what? The thing is that Todd
like
and Blair...
I like Tomas, and I never did like Tomas.
But you know what they should do? Instead of having an endgame as a couple... Since Roger's back, why doesn't he get to know his kids now? Why doesn't it be about his kids and him now? That could be the end game for the family to get together. Mm-hmm. Don't forget about Todd and Blair.
You know they're going to have a couple as an end game. You know they're going to have
It's just the way it is. When Taya came back in 08, I always wanted Todd and Blair. I mean, Todd and Taya, I always wanted that. And I loved that they got together, but I loved her with Roger's Todd too. So this was really bad for me because
I don't know what they'll do, but I mean I don't know that Trevor St. John would do this, but you can't tell me that they have it all set in stone until they haven't taped the January. It goes off in January.
Exactly.
So it's not like he couldn't come back.
Okay, but the thing is, you guys,
I'm not sure he'd want to do that. Maybe there's
but you guys gotta remember also there's a deal going on right now with Bravo. And I was thinking about this the other night. Bravo is a good place to bring him back.
I don't even know if I have Bravo. I wonder if I have Bravo. They better hurry up and make their deals because they've already lost Jacob Young to Back to Bold and Beautiful.
They've lost
Debbie Morgan to Young and the Restless. If they're going to make these deals, they better hurry up or they're going to lose the big stars on that show. And not a lot of people are going to want to tune in to watch new people creating new roles or something.
And we tune in because
of the history, because of Vicky, because of Todd or whatever, the history of the shows.
Yep.
I mean, maybe they could do it all over again where they could start with a totally brand new One Life
but
to
come
Live
on,
or
no
something.
One, no one's going to buy that. I mean, after 40 years of it, no.
Maybe they could
and
start with the new generation. Maybe they could start the new generation of, the Mannings or, Jessica's kids or, I don't know.
I'm just thinking as a Taya fan, I just can't imagine her ending not having Trevor St. John as her endgame. I just can't imagine.
Maybe he'll come back.
Maybe he'll come back and they'll be endgame too. I don't know.
I loved Trevor Steen the other day.
I
love Trevor Steen.
I can see
Roger and Kathy being Endgame, you know, Todd and Blair.
God.
I can see
that, but of course.
But I definitely want Taya and I want Florencia and Trevor together. I mean, I'm
yeah,
not
and you know what
Trevor
the thing is.
But
the
hey,
thing
do you
is
think
they,
that Trevor, who's Todd you think was better at playing at it? Roger or Trevor?
Trevor.
Trevor. I think that Trevor brings the nuances to Todd.
Yeah.
Granted,
yep.
he didn't
mm-hmm.
play, you know, and I agreed with Roger Howarth in the beginning.
What did he
I
say?
Liked him in the beginning.
Yeah.
He did not want, and I agree with him, Todd should never have been made a romantic figure after what
yeah.
he did to Marty.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, look what.
And
look what. Why?
Well, it wasn't.
It was
with,
a different. It was a different thing. It was a completely different thing. Luke did not gang rape. That
yeah,
was,
Luke
you,
didn't
it,
gang
it,
rape
it was a
Laura
different
or anything.
Thing.
Yeah,
it was,
yeah,
a completely
I
different
agree with
scene.
That.
I remember that gang rape scene almost threw
yeah,
up.
Yeah, me too.
That's
me too.
Me too.
I hated Roger.
It,
I hated Todd
yeah.
after that. I hated
yeah,
him. I'm like.
So,
and then when he met Blair, I was like. I'm never gonna. Mm. I was never gonna love him as a romantic partner when he ran away with that Rebecca girl. Rebecca.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, they were trying to make him a softer side to him or something, and I was like, I can
and
never.
He disagreed with that. He
yeah.
He vehemently disagreed with that.
Yeah.
And I agree with him.
Yeah.
And that's why he wouldn't. That's why he had a hard time playing those love scenes because he did not
really?
Feel as though. Oh yeah, he didn't. He didn't like that at all.
And that's
when,
why
when he, hit, when he hit Taya. When he hit Taya, oh, he was really upset about that.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
If I remember correctly, yeah. I mean, I don't like Roger's behavior now because I think a person had to lose their job in order because of your arrogance.
It's just like lucky on DH.
I
yeah,
know. I mean,
Greg had to lose
I would have
job.
Been okay. I would have been okay if they never came back. I wouldn't go. Oh, okay.
I would have too. And you know, I had a sixth sense about that too. When Greg Vaughn was playing the role, I had this feeling, this strange feeling that oh my God, I bet you Jonathan Jackson's going to want to come back one day. But I had no idea
well,
that they would stop
in all fairness to Jonathan Jackson, he wanted
uh-huh.
to come back for a long time, and they
oh,
had casted it. So yeah, so it was in the works. This wasn't
but
just
I
something
just
that just happened.
How they did
it,
Greg. I
don't
say, like
it.
Wasn't planning
on recasting Lucky way before Jonathan Jackson stepped into the role. And they went to Jonathan Jackson first whenever they had a definite decide to recast.
Oh,
and
really?
Asked
they
him
did?
If he was willing to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He didn't go up
JJ.
And say,
I
want to come back.
JJ on that. That wasn't his fault.
They asked him.
It's not like he came
it's
to the show
different.
And said,
I think
want
Roger,
my character back.
I think Roger asked to come back as Todd. I don't think they went to him. I don't
right,
think
right.
One Night Philip pursued him.
Right. Oh, really? So you think that he went
I
to ask?
I think it was two completely different situations. I don't blame
yeah.
JJ, and I don't blame JJ. I'm sorry. I don't agree with
that.
I don't
well,
either.
I, do.
I like Jonathan Jackson. I love
Jonathan
Jackson.
Jackson.
Lucky to me. I'm sorry.
I love
never
Jonathan
recasted
Jackson.
It.
Yeah.
They
I love Jonathan
never recasted
Jackson.
It.
The only thing I don't like what they did with him is that they made him such a goody-goody. They whitewashed all
him, yeah.
that he
yeah.
did.
I agree with that. I agree with
I
that.
Know.
And that's what I don't like about him right now is because it's like he's an angel, and he's not.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
he disrespected
right.
Liz so much.
I know.
You know. And I'm like, and you trying to get them back together? I can't. I don't agree with that because
I know.
Any woman would not take him back.
I know.
Well, I don't think they're putting him back
together, though.
I don't
know. Disrespect me like
no.
that in front of the whole town.
Oh, yeah.
I know. There's
I don't think
so.
They're, I,
there's,
you know, according to the spoilers, they're going in separate directions, so I don't think
yeah. Yeah, well, I don't want to because that story is done. There's been so
wait,
much
what,
damage between those two characters.
Ricky, the spoilers? I heard they're getting back together.
Well, I read somewhere that they're going a different direction. I
no,
read
not
true.
Arrow
well,
2
I
is
heard they're
done
going
and
in
over.
I heard they're going in different directions to ultimately bring them back.
Is
together.
Anyone
that's
worried?
What
oh, spoiler. God. You know
no,
what?
Anyone,
I
if
they do that, I'm done with
no,
the show completely.
They, no, worried? You know what? They is leaving. Jimmy and Tony Gilly looks like might be out of there, both of them. So I don't see Lucky and Liz reuniting. Maybe this has fun. So but never is lovers again.
I don't know if JJ's leaving or not, but sometimes I feel there's so much damage. I think Liz is going to get blamed for Saban's death.
Do you think that?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I do. Lucky's arresting her.
Lucky's supposed to be arresting her, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to arrest her.
And why would he do that? I mean, if that was my ex-wife, I'd be like, look, you're going to have to send someone else
yeah.
to arrest her.
Yeah, why does it
I
have
can't
to be
do
lucky?
That.
Is that really yeah. Lucky Spencer's a poor excuse for a man? That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. There is so much damage done to Denver Hospital. Maybe that's Wolf's way of
finally severing those ties.
Is that really
going to
happen?
I don't know.
Yep. I think what could happen if Liz ends up getting arrested, brother, I think she will get a night in signing almost saving her.
Okay, yeah.
I really do.
You know, right now, it's like, even though I say I will go back if they're Liz and Jason have a story, but there's been so much damage to this show right now that I don't even know if I will go back right away now. I keep going back and forth. Would I, even though after watching today, I would
think you have to watch.
I know, but it's just hard to go back to it.
Oh, you have to try to keep it on the air. You have to watch.
I know, but I'm just saying.
What's so hard for me is that, and this is just me, I'm just stating what I feel. It is hard to tell what Darren Wolf is trying to go for. I don't know what he's going for. I don't know who I'm supposed to be rooting
for.
I don't know who I'm not supposed to be rooting for. You know, he writes these scenes with Liz and Lucky where he's having these flashbacks about the permanent lock, so you think they're going Liz and Lucky, and then all of a sudden he's going to arrest her, and she's having all these scenes with Matt, and then she has this fantasy with Jason. I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to be doing.
Oh, I think 508-540 says Lucky and Liz need to be fun. No, really, they don't. You know, Liz, it's time to,
they need to be friends, though, because they have a child together. They have to be something to each other.
They're not going to be out of each other's lives. Just like Jason and Liz don't have Jake right now
doesn't mean that they don't have that connection, because they always have that connection no matter what.
Yeah, because they had one before.
Liz, the bad Vegas was lucky. You know, she doesn't need him anymore
like the way that she did need him back in the day, you know, but they could be in each other's lives co-parenting or something, you know, because...
Well, there's a bunch of spoilers out right now that Liz is supposed to be getting a really big storyline. And the rumor is, I don't know how true these rumors are, and I heard it was rumored that Steve is he's the one doing the drug thing. He put it on Liz because he thought that she was only going to get fired, but she's going to get much more. And according to these spoilers, Darren Wolf is trying to go back, tear Liz down all the way to the bottom, and try to, let me finish. He's tearing her down to the bottom so he can fix the mess that Guza made with Liz. And she's supposed to be standing on her own in this.
That's good.
That's what Liz needs to do.
She needs to stand on her own for a while. Forget about these men in her life. Live her life. Raise her kids. And then have a love interest. I don't care if it's a new love interest right now because maybe make Jason jealous or something. Maybe they can start that. I mean, right now it needs to be focused more on characters right now instead of couples. They could do that right now. They just need to focus. He needs to repair the damage on the characters themselves before they start
writing about love interests, because that's how we invest in the characters. We know the characters. Let me ask you, how long did you want Liz to stand by herself before we even get laid on? I want her to stand on herself for quite a while.
I would want her to stand on her own two feet for at least a little while. She doesn't need to rush in.
Right.
In a relationship,
Carly, even if you don't
if you do not repair the characters, even if you put Liaison together tomorrow, they're not going to work.
They're not going to work unless you repair the damage.
You only have time that everyone thinks. You
know,
I only
have to go for a year. I'm not saying they have to go for a year, but he's got a lot of damage he's got to repair.
See, it's just like in real life.
The damage that needs to be repaired is Vincent back in limited orbit. Lucky out. Sam out of Jason's orbit.
Jason could be in her orbit while she's on her own 2 feet. She could be in her orbit.
I don't want Liz and Jason to be like Jason and Sam, where Liz has no identity outside of Jason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that.
Identity. Because that's how they met in the first place. Liz was her own. She was her own. Well, through Lucky, she became stronger, but she was, you know, on her own feet. I mean, even though she lost somebody, you know, they came together as friends, you know, and we saw the relationship grow. I want to know that again.
Okay.
And that's
what
they need.
Started.
And I agree because they can talk with each other and she could help him too.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't want to call them out
as friends because they're not truly friends anymore.
I know. They haven't been that for a long time.
I want to say, if this is coming from Raven Beauty, any of these rumors, I can laugh them off. This is the same bitch that said, oh, Becky got fired. There's no way she will ever be back on General Hospital. So whether Raven Beauty
has
out there, in my opinion, can just go fuck
but
yourself.
If it hadn't been for us, though, she wouldn't be back. If you think about
at that time,
she wouldn't have been back. So I don't think I don't think it was necessarily biased for her to say she'll never be back because at that time.
Okay, you know what? Raven Beauty is also the day champion.
Back in the day, I never was into General Hospital like I am now until Liz and Jason. I mean, they were together. I knew eventually they'd find their way. I would go on the computer every so often. I didn't have a laptop or a desktop. I had to go to my sister's house. So I didn't get all, you know, invested or whatever.
Well, I've gone back to that, Terry. I've gone back to that. I don't get all riled up.
Oh, you don't get on?
I get riled up about Liz.
Yeah,
I'm a Liz
know.
Fan.
I haven't.
And there
really
is a difference.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference between being a Liz fan first and a liaison.
I'm a Liz fan first.
Yeah, I'm a Liz fan.
Yeah, I am.
Liaison is my preferred pairing for her.
Yeah,
but I'm a Liz fan first.
No,
yeah, I know.
I've always been a Liz.
Back in the beginning, I wasn't, but I. After the rape and everything, you know, I started to love that character. I mean, no, I liked her, because I was a Sarah. I liked her sister at first, and I liked Sarah and Lucky, and then I didn't like her right away, Liz, but she grew on me, especially with the story of the rape.
I liked Liz the first day she came on that show. I was like, that's my girl right there.
I think Lucky played a big part of Liz getting raped that night. He wanted to take Sarah to the dance so bad. So, Lucky saved Liz that night? No, Lucky.
I get really upset when people start blaming that because, first of all, Lucky,
Lucky did all that.
He didn't force her to go to the park.
Lucky picked Sarah. Wrong choice, Lucky, and look what happened. No, I blame Lucky. I blame Lucky so much for that. I'm sorry.
I don't blame Lucky. I think it's a terrible thing to blame somebody for a rape. Elizabeth to go to a dark park. Exactly.
And
that was
her on the bench by herself. They are all choices that she made.
That was her choice. She chose to go there because she was embarrassed because she didn't want to tell her grandmother. That was her choice.
I am so sorry.
Listen, Carly, if you even want to go back to blame, Elizabeth knew.
Oh, okay, so wait. We opened the list because she went to the.
Did not go to the dance because Sarah already had another date. But Liz still believed that Lucky wanted to go with her. She should have known she was a substitute.
I'm sorry, I will always blame Lucky. I'm sorry. I don't blame Liz for going to Park that night. I blame Lucky.
Well,
I was changing my mind on it, but, you know, Lucky who's hero? Lucky the Prince Tommy of Love? No. Lucky is not bad. Lucky,
if you really
you know, cause.
Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree on that.
That's what I was just going
to
say.
We have
I was
going to
interject and say, let's just agree to disagree.
Yeah, we're
going
to totally have
agree
to
disagree
on
yeah.
that because I will defend Lucky on that one. I get the
oh, okay.
blame
go
him for
defend that drug addict bastard. Go for it.
Because
that's all he about.
No, I'm not defending him now. I'm defending him for that.
For that, for back in those days. It's different.
Back in those
that's
days.
Funny. It's these. It's funny. We forget that these characters have been on for so long that.
Yeah, I'm not talking about now. Why
yeah.
is it if somebody defends Jay? Why is it if somebody defends Lucky for those actions back then, they're defending him now? I'm not defending him now.
Yeah.
I don't like
I
Lucky
mean,
now.
I mean.
Can I just say that I blame Sarah because she was talking about Nicholas the whole time. She didn't even have to go with Lucky.
Yeah, well, I remember that. Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
One ended that. Nicholas bailed on her, so she decided that she knew that Lucky was in love with her, so Sarah went and said, Lucky, go to the dance with me. She already knew that Elizabeth and Lucky was supposed to go together to the dance.
Why do I always have to calm down on my own? So just because I think... Lucky, I never liked Lucky. Have I said?
Wait a minute, Carly. Whoa.
It's not that you have the right to your opinion.
Yeah.
Everybody has a right to their opinion. And
yeah.
The problem is that when we state our opinion, you start yelling at us.
Yeah, that's what
I'm not yelling.
That's not what
you know, I played the Lucky. When Lucky died,
okay.
I was. After I thought when the billion was in and seen when Lucky died, I jumped on my bed
I did not want Lucky to die. I loved Donna. I've always loved Lucky. I've always loved the character. When Emily and Lucky were friends, I always wanted them together for some reason because they were childhood friends and I loved their relationship and, you know, and I always loved Jonathan Jackson as Lucky. I always have.
Me too.
I just couldn't get into the Liz and Lucky relationship, even though I didn't hate them. I loved, you know, Lucky, and I was Liz.
I loved Liz and Lucky in the beginning.
I always wanted Emily and Lucky for some reason together.
I wanted that,
you know, and because I seen their friendship, you know, blossom, and he was there for her. And
I love Lucky.
And I don't have really anything against Lucky. I just don't like the way that they've written him to so whitewash what he's done, the Luckys have done in the past. Like, you know, going on drugs and cheating on Sarah and cheating with Sarah and with who else he cheated with? Maxie. So to bring in Jonathan Jackson or Sam or whatever, to bring in Jonathan Jackson and not, you know...
Mm-hmm.
Right, that in his character that he did all that stuff, and to go into Liz's face and say all that shit about
look
her.
Look at how they've made Sam turn around.
Yeah, and then when they made Sam turn around like that, I'm like, okay. I liked Sam in the beginning when she came on. I liked her. I loved her from Port Charles. I didn't have anything against Kelly Monaco. I loved her with Jax. I was even liking her with Sunny. But when they...
Me too.
When they put her with Jason, oh, God, that was just... That was a nightmare to do that.
What about
you know?
When she watched the baby kidnapped?
Yeah, and when they did all that with her. That's her character. That was not out of her character. character because she came a con artist and she would have done anything.
Right.
If her back is against
the
wall,
problem,
that character.
For me, the problem. Well, I'm gonna keep my mouth shut about Kelly Monica because I've said it before. I didn't like her on Poor Charles. I don't hate her personally, but I just don't think she can act. But that's all I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Say. But
yeah.
Anyway,
I agree.
The problem with Jason and Sam. This has nothing to do with Liz. The problem with Jason and Sam, and the core problem with them, is that she was Sonny's cast off.
Yeah.
Sonny was having an affair with her. She got pregnant. He wanted to get back together with Carly, and he didn't want Carly to find out that Sam was pregnant with his baby. So he dropped her off on Jason's doorstep and basically said, take care of her. Get her out of my hair.
Yeah.
That is not a romance to me.
That is not a romance.
It makes the romance. It's disgusting. And
it bugs me when people say that Liz tried to trap Jason with
Robin,
the baby because
they
seems like Sam kind of doesn't
Sonny's cast off.
And, you know, I had, when they did that, when they were going there with that, I was like, oh, God, I know where they're going to go with this.
Yeah.
They're going to make it where they don't like each other. It's going to grow into something more and whatnot. You know, as like, I knew where they were going to go with that, even though
but
I had
I
my
did,
hope.
But I did like them together then. I did like Sam
and
Jason.
Back in the day, I liked them. I was even, I keep saying this, for a split second, I liked them. I could understand why people like that couple back then.
I liked them.
You know, for a moment, but then my heart went back to Liz and Jason, and you know, I didn't hate them back then. I could tolerate them a little bit, but now I can't tolerate them at all. I can't tolerate it. I can honestly say
that I never liked them. Me never liking them had nothing to do with Elizabeth. I can honestly say that.
Well, I think for me, I don't know really.
Now
about
it's because
that.
Of all the backstage politics. You know, I think that's the one
thing
that I don't like about being on the net is I know too much, so I can't enjoy the show
because I know too much. I know.
And so the backstage politics is why I don't like it now. But then it had nothing to do with Elizabeth. I just didn't like
them. You just
didn't
like her. Well, see, I liked her. So I liked her when she came on, and I liked her from Port Charles, but. Because I liked her with Michael Easton. I loved that story.
Yeah,
even
I love that story.
But I didn't have anything. I liked her. I mean, I liked
but
her
he's not that
first.
Good. Michael Easton ain't that great of an actor either, so they complimented
I
him.
I love Michael Easton.
I love him on.
I love
him.
Yeah,
you know what I would love to see? Maybe he could come over to General Hospital and she could just completely
well,
go.
No.
There's rumors that he's going to replace Rick.
I love Michael
really?
Easton.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
What? Well, I didn't hear it.
That there's rumors that Michael Easton's going to replace Rick.
Oh, that could be hot.
That would be interesting.
Replace who?
I don't know if they go replace Sam, though. They're going to replace Easton from One Life to Live would come over and do the Rick character.
Well, I don't want him as Rick. I'm sorry. There was one Rick, and that was Rick Hurst.
I'm just saying, I'm with you. It's like when they're saying that John Paul is going to replace Dylan. Oh, John Paul. We have a block call on. I can get into John Paul Levasseur.
Block call, you on the air?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, you on the air?
Yeah, I love Rick. Rick Hurst is the best. I don't think anybody can take his place.
No one can. Thank you.
I mean, Michael Easton came, but, you know, we have John Paul came at Dylan. Oh, my God. I would be in heaven.
Who's in that bed on One Life? Is it Gigi?
Oh, God, I don't know.
That's what I was referring to. Is it Stacy?
Yeah, Rex and Zizi. Zizi died, unfortunately. I'm not over that. They were my couple on One Life to Live.
I think Gigi's in the bed, only it's Stacy.
But the way that they're going about it is as if she's alive, and I hate that because On Guiding Light, I love Jonathan and Tammy. Why, and I was always hoping beyond hope that Tammy would be alive somewhere.
You can't let that go, Tanya.
I know. I can't let it go. They're, I love
can't
that
let,
couple.
Well, I can't say anything because I can't let what they did to Gus and Harley go. So
I know. I yeah, that too. Because
but,
Jonathan and Tammy were
say,
like my
I
favorite
just
couple.
Say that if they need. I mean, before they turned Rick crazy, him and Liz were hot. My God, were they
hot? Oh, God,
yes.
I could not stand you. I could not stand Liz and Rick. I would not have been a Liz and Rick fan, though.
No, I was. Oh, yes, me.
I love Liz and Rick.
Oh, yes.
No, I mean,
I love
see?
Rick. You know what?
You know
Elizabeth is good with everyone. Everyone.
Yeah. You know
she
what's really...
with everybody. She has chemistry with everybody. She has
you know,
everyone.
It's funny. It's like, why can't everybody get along? Like, because we all like different couples. We don't you know, bash each
well,
other.
Carly
for...
yells at us, though. Carly does.
I know.
Excuse me.
I know.
Hey, I
only get that's why. Hey, get into my shoes. Ask off the phone. We used to get into arguments. I used to literally, like, get mad at her.
Well, she
we used to, like, yell at each other over Robin or Carly or Liz, I'm like, I got to stop it. And I told her no more. I'm not going to be arguing about General Hospital.
We got into it at one time. I was tweeting her something, and she got mad at me. I'm like, well,
okay, fine.
And so from now on, I don't dare touch Carly. I don't dare touch Carly.
But you guys, before I forget, Christy is going to kill me. In 15 minutes, Liz on Radio will be on only for half an hour. Because Blog Talk is evil. And,
okay.
But I didn't want Liz on Radio, because I'm supposed to co-host on Liz on Radio. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want Christy not to have anyone, because every good people is over here. And Marcel and not on any other Blog Talk show. So I just wanted to let people know and... Okay. 14 minutes.
Well, I just want to say the reason that I loved Liz and Rick is because Jason and Courtney were the it couple then.
Oh,
you know,
God,
kind
yes.
of like what And Liz and Rick became more popular. Liz and Rick became more popular.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they turned him crazy because Franz couldn't have that. You know, his it couple had to be the most popular. But
I know.
Were more popular.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that's why he can't stand Liz because whoever Liz was with, they became popular.
That's probably
and
what it
that's
is.
That's why he couldn't stand her.
He can't handle it.
He
was
with everybody but Lucky. I can't help it.
I don't know, obviously
Jason most. They're like my top, but still.
Well, see, the thing is, I'm not a Spencer fan. I think all the Spencers think they are high class and they are dirt. I'm sorry.
I'm not a Spencer fan.
I like Bobby,
Liz, but I was never a fan of any of the other ones.
See,
I like Ethan. I like Carly. Yeah.
Of course.
I like Ethan.
I didn't like Laura
because I didn't like how everybody was always fighting over her because she didn't seem like anything special to me.
I like Lulu.
I cannot stand Lulu.
I love Lulu.
Oh, my God.
I will
never forgive her for what she did to Georgie. I will never forgive
me
her.
Me either. Me
and
either.
I'll never forgive her. And I will never forgive her for going to the hospital and berating Liz in front of
her.
I should have slapped her in her face.
Only Georgie would come back to life and yell at her in her face.
Lulu did to Carly. That in itself, and you guys don't want me to give the blah blah blah. You really don't, because the blah blah.
We know what
you're
talking about. We know what you're talking about. She went on Dante's side and forgot.
Yeah,
you know, she
went on the most hypocritical ass episode. Let's go and play Dante's side. Okay.
We had an argument over that once too, and I'm not going to go there again. So
yeah, don't go there again.
I have to laugh because I've been listening to a lot of the old DC podcasts because I love Jason. He cracks me up like there's no tomorrow.
And they did this one.
He wasn't on this particular one, but they did this one. It was when the Jake storyline was going on. So it's when Lucam was together, I guess. And they did one of the websites did a poll on who the most annoying GH character was. Mm-hmm. And Sam won by a landslide. Sam won by a landslide. And they were naming off all these most annoying characters, and Liz wasn't on there. And it's what I've always said. Where were all these Jason and Sam fans when they weren't together?
I know, exactly my point.
They didn't
last
last for 10 years or 12 years or the crap that we put
They're
up with.
They're complaining because it's been 6 years without a wedding or whatever. They're complaining
for
6 years.
Oh, my God, you guys, hold on. We have another call. I'm really bad tonight.
I so agree.
Oh, no, I'm the host? Okay. 715, you on the air. I'm sorry I kept you so long. I didn't see you on there. 715.
Hi.
Hi.
This is your other calf.
Okay, well, welcome to the crazy little show tonight. I'm sorry it's so crazy, people, but it's, yeah.
No, you're just being normal.
Yeah.
Well, I'm cray-cray. I'll tell you.
Probably be in like a room, you know, us together probably doing same thing.
I don't go cray-cray on Twitter, but I do go cray-cray on Carly's show. And then she yells at me.
I agree with what you said about how, would they have stuck with Jason and Sam for 10 years?
Yeah.
They're complaining after 6.
Yeah, they're complaining, And
they're
they would be complaining after
they're
a month.
They're getting everything
we should have had in 10 years. You
and
know?
They're complaining because they don't have scenes for like 3 days or something. It's like, really?
They're getting everything, and they're bitching.
Exactly. Oh, my God. That really pisses me. If we had Liz and Jason like this, I would be like, really happy for what they got. I wouldn't be complaining,
lucky if we got 30-second scenes.
Exactly.
I know.
We were excited about the dream, and it wasn't even Jason, but we were excited about it.
I know. I was so excited. I was, like, hyperventilating. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I had to pause it.
I know. I had to pause it, call Carly and tell her, oh, my God, I'm hyperventilating. Help me. You know?
Yeah, okay.
I called Allie. I left Allie a voice message. Allie, why am I getting put through this? You know, why don't they just put them together, you know?
They will. They saw this coming, and when
they
do, people will say, oh, and what is this COVID saying all these months? Oh, okay, and I'm not expecting. I won't do I told you so the people, but I will just say.
I don't like.
We will create a national holiday exactly for you.
Yes, exactly.
Yes,
we'll make it national holiday.
You want us all to apologize to you when they actually happened and say you're not crazy or you'll yell at us.
Give
Carly a break. I just want to say, give Carly a break because she's very passionate.
Yes.
And she was right about Becky. She was right about
and
Becky getting rehired.
But
I think she means well. She just doesn't. She just wants to give her opinion. So
I agree. But sometimes. It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't go anywhere. I just have to learn to agree to disagree with her.
I know.
And I love her passion and move on. Yeah.
I love her passion, and I know she means well. But it's like it's just like the people on Twitter. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. You may not agree with it, but it doesn't mean that they're invalid. And I
Do you know how Twitter is so popular? Once Twitter never came, I don't think that it'll never be, like, so crazy. I mean, people treat the good things.
I have to agree with that. If it wasn't for Twitter, we probably wouldn't be getting all the information that we know, or even Facebook. That Facebook is becoming a nightmare for the GH fans and for people. There was a liaison Facebook page, or I don't know what one it is. There's so many, and somebody, a Sam fan, went in there and started attacking us for wanting them to get together, to be together, and they're like making fun.
That was the Wikipedia page, and you know Wikipedia, you can edit whatever you want to edit. And
yeah.
It says, like, Jason and Sam's wedding is the most anticipated wedding of the TV of the year.
Oh,
and
God.
People use that. And it's like, really, that's Wikipedia. I mean, if it was a credible source, maybe. But this
exactly.
is Wikipedia. Sam probably wrote that.
I know.
People said they saw my deal is happening in, like, 5 minutes. The number is...
I'm sure you're going to have a lot of calls tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to go get ready for the show and probably call in the comment line real quick to give my little GH comment for the day. So I will see you guys in a few minutes when I'm on radio.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it's just so funny that one person can go on Facebook and say something positive about Liaison, and then you have 10 J-Sammers get on there and totally violate them. And
can't they let us, this person on Tumblr, every Liaison thing, just to have our...
I just want to give the number out there for Christy Won't Kill Me, but the number for Liaison Radio is 1-718-766-4028, and people, Liaison Radio need the love too. The Rand Room every Tuesday night, people, you're forgetting about Ali's killer show that, you know, is very interesting. You guys need to call into Ali so for Ali can have like a really good night. This mom is like 2 calls.
I know.
Is Ali still doing the Rand Room?
She's still doing the rant room. She does it, like, not every week, but she does it, like, when she's not real busy, I guess. Right, Allie? Is that right?
I'm trying to have it every week, but, like, my dad's been having really bad health problems, and it's, like, a big crisis. Like, he had surgery today, and I finally, like, just made it in back to my apartment, after, you know, being down there for, like, 4 days. So I'm going to try and have one next week, and it's usually 10 p.m. Eastern, and it's called the Rant Room. Everybody, just check it out, please.
You guys, and I'm probably going to have it so far. Next Friday. I'm not sure if I'm going to have Monday, but I need to know everyone's Labor Day weekend, because I don't know if I should even have it so Labor Day weekend.
Probably not.
Everyone will be gone, right? I'll probably have plans.
I'll be here. Unless you have it for the people that probably won't, that will be available.
I'll be around. You might want to have one on Monday, though, Carly.
Maybe you should
just have one because it's supposed to continue on Monday.
Yes. But Labor Day weekend isn't until the following weekend.
Oh, and I just want to say before we go off air, there are big guests coming on Daytime After Dark. I can't say who yet, but a couple of people, I'm in talks with a couple of people, and so this fall is going to be the time to join Daytime After Dark, and Liaison Radio is getting Steve Burton sometime this fall.
Is he really coming?
Yes.
Christy's been
really coming.
Wow. Yeah.
He's in my city right now, tonight. It's killing me.
I was worried that he said yes and wasn't going to come.
He's killing me.
He lives here in California, but you know it's not. So
it's killing me because he's here and I can't see him.
Yeah.
It's killing me.
I mean, even he has events here, and I just can't. I don't have the money to go, but you know,
I won't call in. I can't talk to him, but. I know that they're trying to get Becky on the show with them.
Why wouldn't you want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Because as loudmouth as I am right now.
Oh, God. And I'm like, whatever. I wouldn't know what to ask him.
I wouldn't know what to say. I can talk to him.
I can do
I would be nervous when Laura Wright was on.
I might say something rude about Kelly, and that wouldn't be good.
Oh, God. Oh,
yeah.
In that case, maybe.
okay, but you guys, we go off in six, 60-second Bob, you can cast it.
Okay.
You know, and I have an hour.
Everybody have to say it in 60 seconds. 60 seconds, okay?
New York people, all the East Coast people.
I don't even know who
I
was talking
hope,
to tonight. I don't even know who I was talking to tonight.
Carrie,
I'm the co-host, Carrie, Allie.
Hi.
April.
Yeah.
Al.
Audrey was on.
I'm Kathy.
Yeah. okay. I remember you, Kathy, from before. Your voice is familiar, so yeah.
And you guys, we should really just pray for the New York people because
they're getting
okay, you guys.
Me and Irene tomorrow. Be safe, everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye, Allie. Talk to you later. Keep in touch. Bye.
Yeah, we not
I
everyone.
I guess we better.
Yeah.
I guess.
Right on radio.
Okay. Dokie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.